Historic rainfall, Carolina.
Oh, my God. You just got off the air, right?
I just got done. It's 5:20 in the morning on, today, the 3rd of September?
Today something. I don't know what
it is. It's the 2nd of September, everybody. It's Thursday, right?
It's Thursday, yes.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's the Carolina Carillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
But my, I can't hear myself too good, Jeff.
That's a good thing.
That's okay. Yeah, it's a great.
How about now?
Oh my God, that's intense. Wow.
Too loud?
That's fine.
Okay.
Hey guys, it's a Carolina Carillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here. We said that twice?
I think we did. Well, I couldn't hear myself the first time.
Okay.
So Jeff just got off the air. But you know what, Jeff? I thought Henri, Hurricane Henri was going to be worse. Well, actually, was worse than yesterday's hurricane. Ida.
Well,
oh my gosh.
The thing was, Ida was a lot. By the time it gets here, it's not a hurricane. It's a tropical storm. Can you imagine what a hurricane is like if this was just a tropical storm?
Oh my God.
I mean,
guys,
we don't have the gas stations with the signs ripped down. Like you see these shots of the south where the Burger King's leveled. But
go to my videos on my Instagram.
Wow.
I posted what the subway system looks like. Jeff, it's gushing in water.
I got to text that to my boss. You know, I forgot to text it to my boss.
Do it now while I'm talking.
Yeah, I am.
So you guys, oh my gosh, I've never seen the subway system flooded like that. As a result, there was no subway system available.
It's barely running now. The subways in New York never didn't run during the pandemic because nobody was riding them.
Of course not.
But now, when the subway's not running,
it's
insane.
It's a big thing, though.
It's not insane. It is insane.
And also, Long Island Railroad trains and also New Jersey Transit trains are barely running.
They're not running.
New Jersey Transit?
Was suspended.
Okay.
Metro North suspended.
Oh, my God.
People who are in Florida are saying, who gives a shit?
Well, it's a big deal
for New
Yorkers.
It's a big deal here, everybody.
It's
a big deal.
We rely on trains, but it's crazy. And then I saw videos this morning, Jeff, at 2 in the morning, because Jeff woke me up. You got to watch CNN. I'm like, what's going on? 2 in the morning, I see LIE, one of the roads.
Right here.
Right here in Long
Island. The expressway,
Island.
An interstate,
yes.
Major highway.
It flooded. Cars.
Yeah.
Jeff, cars were like... they were like, what do I want to say? They were like,
they're like stacked
floating.
Up near, yeah,
they're
floating. I know. I saw, and what happened was when the water subsided, you know, you drive through water, okay? And if you drive through a certain amount of H2O, what happens is it gets in your engine, it gets in your starter, your car shuts off. So there are all these vehicles stuck on the roads this morning. If you look at traffic cameras right now, there's stuck vehicles sitting everywhere. People, I don't know where they went. Maybe they got rides with other people.
I don't know, but I did see a video of someone said, I've been sitting in my car for 5 hours now.
Yes, I got callers. We have a tip line you can call for the two radio stations I work for, and I got some angry tip callers last night. Look, they were sitting on the roads for 5, 6, 7 hours. I'd be mad, too. You know?
I know what that's like.
It's not the traffic reporter's fault, though. Didn't do it.
But you know what? Remember
don't blame me.
How many years ago? Remember that bad winter we had?
Yeah.
And I was stuck. I was stuck on the LIE for 8 hours.
Like 8 hours. Remember that? It does happen.
Jeff was reporting. It's not your fault. You're just reporting. But I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, I had someone screaming, someone getting very mad at me this morning. I'm thinking to myself, it's not my
fault. It's not your fault.
Some girl called me. She sounded very cute, by the way. She kept saying, help me out. I'm like, I wish I could help you out, but I really can't. I'm here in Long Island. You're in a car on the New England Thruway. But, you know, we get caller ID, so maybe I'll call her today and see how she is.
Jeff, why did you do that?
I'll check in and see.
Why did you do
that? Hey, Lisa, did you finally get to where you wanted to go?
Yes.
I felt bad. I mean, people calling and sitting there for 3 and 4 hours.
Wow, man, that's intense.
I mean, more, you know?
And it's almost 5:30 here, and cars are still stuck. Limited service.
Things are flooded everywhere this morning. If you don't have to go to work, if you're listening to this podcast, which should be posted by like 10 or 11 this morning. Either way, if by the time you listen to this, I'm sure things are going to be open, but it's supposed to be a nice day. But this stuff is, there's nowhere for the water to go at a certain point.
Yeah, but Jeff,
it was flash flooding. You know what that means?
Yeah.
That means like 5 inches of rain came down in a short period of time.
Wow,
we never get that amount of rain.
Oh, my God. And I was sitting with the air on, and I was sleeping.
Yeah, she's sitting with the air conditioning on.
And you said it was cold outside.
And I walk outside, and I said, you know what? I said, it's colder outside than it is in here with the air conditioning on.
Oh, my God. But all of a sudden, I woke up, so I'm watching CNN.
You don't care. You don't look at the electric bill, right?
No, I don't.
Do you even know the name of our electric company?
Isn't it PSE&G?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought so, right?
All right, okay. You know that.
Anyway,
that's only because that was the one you had in New Jersey.
Exactly. That's why
and
I
they
know
took
that.
Over. They run the Long Island one.
LIPA's gone, or is no, we still have
it's
it?
Funny. We still have LIPA, but it's run by PSEG. It's
of
like
course.
A weird thing.
New Jersey, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, listen,
because they
Jeff,
do everything right there.
Yeah. So, question: If like I sound like Jeff Jackson,
you know, the license plate in New Jersey should have a smokestack on it.
Why?
You know how like license plates indicate where people things are from.
Yeah.
You know, like to indicate, like the New York license plate says the Empire State.
Yeah.
I was trying to make a joke. If we're Beamer here, he'd be laughing.
I don't get it.
New Jersey is a big smokestack.
Stop.
When I think of New Jersey, all I think of is Elizabeth and coming over the Gothel's Bridge.
Yeah, that's
smokestacks. And then when, as a kid, there was a slaughterhouse right there getting onto the Gothel's.
That's not New Jersey.
That
okay?
is New Jersey.
That is part of New Jersey. That's not all of New Jersey.
Listen, New Jersey isn't all Montclair.
New Jersey is called the Garden State for a reason. But Jeff, I want to ask you a question.
I thought it said Garbage State.
Garden State.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yes, honey.
So if a car gets flooded, okay?
Flooded, yes.
Is there any hope for that car to be saved?
Yeah. And then what happens is it winds up on a used car lot somewhere and they lie to you and they tell you it was never in a flood. I think I bought my last station wagon that I bought from Tennessee. I drove back from Tennessee.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That car, I believe, was in a flood at one point.
Really?
Yeah. I forgot what there are indications. But most times your car is done. Your car is totaled. Water in the engine, it's over.
Yeah.
Yes, it's over.
Anyway, so we'll see what happens today.
Remember.
All these cars, trains. It's a big deal here. You know, it's such a big deal.
What's a big deal?
My friend Joe, who's from England, texted me on WhatsApp at 3 a.m. Are you guys okay?
Yeah.
We're hearing it here, too. I'm like, oh, my gosh,
it
really?
It was intense. I mean, turn on CNN today. Turn on Fox News, MSNBC. They're all going to, your local channel. They're all going to, even out-of-towners are going to see this story because of the impact.
Or just go to Instagram. Everyone's posting the subway flood.
Okay,
everyone.
Right. I'm old, so I go to TV, okay? I don't go to Instagram, but
Instagram,
I do.
I was on Instagram since early this morning.
Hey, by the way, there's a tornado watch in Cape Cod today, too.
Another one. Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because the storm is moving that way now.
Now, are we done with tornadoes or are there more coming?
No, we're not done with the alphabet. There's a new one I heard they named today. So what's after I? J.
Yeah. Not Jeff.
What's the new one?
It's women, right? It's all women?
Is it really? Henri's not a woman.
Oh, you're right. I don't know.
Fred's not a woman.
Oh, I don't know. We'll find out.
Where'd you get all women from?
I thought it was all women. I don't know why.
Hey, Siri, what's the name of the next hurricane?
Come on, okay. Bro. I found this on the web for what's the name of the next hurricane. Check it out.
Why don't you just tell me what they are?
What is it?
Dolly, maybe 2021.
No, it's got to be Jay.
It's got to be, I know, I'm looking. Yeah. Hurricanes for the 2021 season.
Who actually started this anyway?
Fred, Grace, Henri, Ida, Julian.
Julian, okay.
Look, listen to these names. They're so normal.
What are they?
Kate.
Yeah.
Larry.
Uh-huh.
Mindy.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a cast of a sitcom.
What's N?
Nicholas.
Oh.
The next one, Odette.
What's it?
P.
Keep going on.
P is Peter.
Uh-huh.
R.
No. O-P-Q. Q.
Rose.
You missed Q.
There is no Q.
Really?
Nope.
How about, is there a Z?
No. Sam.
Uh-huh.
Teresa.
Uh-huh.
Victor.
Uh-huh.
And Wanda.
No Z, huh? Or Y?
No Y.
That's strange. Okay.
They missed Y, Q? Z, and Q. Y, Z, and Q. Yeah. A, B, C, D,
That's
E, F,
strange.
G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. No Q. Yeah, no X, Y, or Z.
You know what, Jeff? When I was like around, I think 6 years old, I was in Nicaragua.
Yes.
And there was something that was called a sandstorm. You ever been through one of those?
No, but I know the song called Sandstorm.
Is there a song like that? I don't even know. But anyway, so you know what a sandstorm is? I
mean,
it's basically like rain, but it's all sand.
Yeah, I've seen it. I heard it's blinding.
Oh my gosh, you couldn't even see a thing. We had to close the doors.
Really?
I was looking outside the window. I'm like, oh, I was crying. I was 6 years old.
How old? Oh, you're six.
I was in Nicaragua on vacation.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I was crying. My mom goes, no, that's okay. My aunts were like, it's okay. It happens a lot. Anyway, all I know is lasted probably like a half hour, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
To what I think was a half hour. Maybe it wasn't that long, okay? But right. I felt like it was. But,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is that?
What, a sandstorm?
Yeah, a sandstorm.
That's crazy. It hurts, right?
It does hurt.
I heard when you get pelted with sand,
it
can really hurt.
Oh,
you know?
We went running in because we were actually milking the cows, I think.
You were milking the cows?
Yeah.
Did you get sand in the milk?
No, but it was crazy. It was just crazy.
And doesn't
this
song sound like a sandstorm? Listen, it's frantic, right? A sandstorm's frantic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does, yeah. It was frantic,
by the way, this packs the dance floor. I'm not kidding.
Does it really?
Listen, here we go. Here's the hook. You don't know the song?
No.
That's a great track. No words. I made up words. Ready? This is a sandstorm. This is a sandstorm. Sandstorm. That's terrible, right? I tried. That's sandstorm, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. Oh, other news.
Go ahead.
Other news, Biden. Okay, Biden is
being ripped.
Okay, we are now... Afghanistan is over for us. We're out of there. The war, we've been there 20 years. We're out of there. But you know what? Both parties, Jeff, actually want him to resign.
Some people do.
Because they said it was done the wrong way.
They did a horrible job on the withdrawal.
Jeff, ex-generals are even saying, this is a big debacle. Who thought of this? You know, that's, of course he's taking the heat. Even when he went to go see, remember the ceremony? Well, I don't want to say ceremony. He went to go receive the bodies of the 13 heroes that passed away, that died in Afghanistan.
Right.
So, okay, they're all saluting. What does he do? He's saluting with one hand, looking at his watch with the other hand, saying like, okay, is this almost over? Oh my gosh, Jeff, that's been everywhere.
I told Carolina, I said, you know, it's an old guy thing, not me, but it's an old guy
thing to
look at your watch.
Disrespect.
Remember George Bush during the debate with Bill Clinton?
No, I don't remember that.
He looked disinterested. You know why? Midway through the debate, he looked at his watch.
Okay, but
that's
what
old guys
word.
Do.
But you just said a word, disinterested.
Right. You know how you look at our. You know how younger people all look at their phones constantly?
Yeah, of course.
Old guys look at their watch.
Yeah, but,
so Biden wasn't bored. That's just habit. Was it the bad place? Was it the wrong place to do it? Yeah.
Yes,
I can assure you, at 78, and being in politics for 40 years, he does not take advice from anyone or listen to anybody.
Oh, my God, you can tell that.
I'm convinced that he just says, F it, I'm in charge. Trump did it too, the I'm in charge thing, but something about Biden is just a little bit off with the I'm in charge. Look, they're both off, but Trump was horrible in his own way. You know what I mean?
But did you hear the speech that he gave? Be afraid, Afghanistan. We will find you. We will track you to the end.
As we're leaving.
Yeah.
With our tail between our legs, unfortunately.
But that sounded like the movie. Remember Harrison Ford, Jeff? Remember that movie where he's the president, Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
We will not back out. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
That's where he probably took it from, right?
I'm like, okay, that sounds familiar.
Did he walk in the office and say, you coming here to attack me like some junkyard dog? I'm sorry to quote. Is that Patriot Games?
Yes, it is.
I'm not quoting it right. By the way, did you know this? Let me find what we left behind here.
I think we sound better at 5 in the morning, don't we?
You always think that.
Oh, my God, I always do this. Guys, you know what? Upstairs right now, Jackson is sleeping.
Yes, he is.
So is Storm.
Storm's asleep, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're both sleeping.
The dog's passed out. I can't believe it. The dog sleeps later, though. He's a puppy, but he sleeps later.
He's eating less of the furniture now.
Yeah, he does. He's only eating two chairs.
Yeah, exactly.
In the last couple of days.
Part of our patio. That's it.
I don't want to harp on Afghanistan. And I voted for Joe Biden, okay?
Oh, God. Yeah, people are saying they picked the wrong man.
But Trump wasn't a good option either.
I don't know.
You know?
Maybe he might have handled Afghanistan differently. I don't know. But he was in talks with them to leave.
Trump made the deal to leave. It's just that the Biden people did it so badly because they didn't want to be the Trump people. Anyway, listen, the messed up part is that we leave behind so much equipment. You know what a Humvee is, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know how many we left behind?
How many?
3,000. You know how many transport and gunship helicopters we left?
How much?
32.
Wow.
Transport planes. Three of these giant transport planes. Three of those.
Yeah, but Jeff, I heard also
33 Black Hawk helicopters, 20,000 grenades, 7,000 machine guns, 1,400 grenade launchers. So this thing was done badly. I don't know when we leave any war where we take the equipment back. I just don't think.
I heard also though they're not operable. None of that stuff is operable.
I've heard that too. But then there was a video of these guys running a helicopter.
Oh, okay.
So maybe. I don't know how you make a gun inoperable except not having bullets for it.
I don't know.
How do I operate this thing? I have no bullets.
So we leave and leave them with ammunition and transportation.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll just use it on each other. I mean,
that's crazy.
It is. The whole thing's insane. Listen, we spent 20 years there, okay, because we were fighting the war on terror. That's where we got bin Laden. But the terrorists, they didn't even come from Afghanistan. They all came from Saudi Arabia, and they planned the thing in some... Where were they? In Brazil? Some... They planned it in some warm country, that Muhammad Atta, remember?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's a sin. I remember that guy's name, Muhammad Atta.
Anyway, let's move on. So you tell me that Kanye West is changing his name?
Caroline, he's just Ye now.
Now he's Ye, okay. Because you know what's trending now? Kim and Kanye are thinking of getting back together.
I took out the article. Kim, Ye back together? No.
Because now another article came out today that he had cheated on her when she was pregnant with their first two kids.
He is telling people that he and her are back together.
In a song.
Really?
In a song, he's admitting his infidelity with Kim.
Huh. Weird.
So I don't know if they're going to get back together. And meanwhile, the other one. What's the other sister?
Kylie?
No. The older one. She's the oldest one.
Kim's the oldest one.
No, Kim is not the oldest one.
I thought she was.
She's the second one. The other one is Courtney.
Courtney.
She's been dating that guy that's got tattoos all over his body.
Which guy?
I forgot his... I think he's a singer.
I thought that was our niece.
Oh, yeah. Okay, nice. Nice job.
Thank you.
Nice, yeah. Very nice.
Thank you. You would not say
stuff like that.
I just did.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so their rumors are getting back together. I mean...
Well, she went to his listening party and they left holding hands together.
Yeah, I know.
They have kids together, right?
Yeah.
So was it a shock they would hold hands?
I guess not.
I have a friend who goes on trips with his ex-wife because they have a daughter together.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I shouldn't say that. You're right.
You know?
And meanwhile, the other, I think it's Kylie, is pregnant.
Really?
Yeah, so there's a lot going on with the family. And it's a shame because Jeff, Keeping Up the Kardashians is no longer, you know... They stopped that.
That's done, right?
Oh, that's done. Yeah, that was done last year.
I watch Chrisley Knows Best. I hate to admit it.
I saw a little bit with you.
It's on USA. It's a reality show with this family of this real estate mogul from Georgia, Atlanta, but they live in Nashville now, and his kids, and they're just he's like a wacky, picky kind of guy. He's kind of he's like a nut. He's a clean freak. It's kind of, I don't watch a lot of reality television. I watch a few things here and there. And something, I forgot what it was. I used to watch some other show and I would catch the tail end of Chrisley Knows Best. And I kept saying, what is this? And then finally I started watching them. And then they have the kids growing up Chrisley. They do their own thing.
Yeah.
The two kids have their own show.
I've never heard of it.
It is amazing to pull off this reality stuff and look like you're not really... To talk with your family as if the cameras aren't there is weird, isn't
it? They're coached on how to do that.
Oh, I know they are. Yeah. I know. We could do reality, right?
Yeah, of course we could. You would be crazy. I mean, you guys would be laughing at the crazy crap that goes on in this house. I mean, literally.
Now, speaking of kids.
What happened?
Can I do this?
What?
Okay. I'll read the story as it's printed here. Wash, she's serious, or is she just trying to scrub her reputation? Kristen Bell seems to be backpedaling on her claims that she and her husband Dax Shepard made recently. They were on a podcast, his podcast, with Mila Kunis, said that she and Ashton Kutcher don't bathe their kids unless they see dirt on them.
That's crazy. I think, come on, that's all talk.
You really think so?
Yeah, but there are also rumors that he doesn't use deodorant.
Who, Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, and also Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
They said that. You know how they punish their kids, Jeff?
No.
To keep, so they won't go into their bedroom to sleep.
Right.
They literally lock them in their bedrooms.
I heard they lock them in the rooms.
I don't know about that.
But they're also not using pronouns. They're raising their kid as a they, no he or she.
Yeah.
You know?
But I don't know if I could do that. But, guys, lately we went on vacation. Ever since then, Jackson's been sleeping with us, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Every single night.
I know.
He's
not in there now because we're not in there. But no, he's got to get out of my bed. He kicks you, right?
Oh, my God.
He kicks at night. The kid's a kicker.
He kicked me in my breast so hard last night. I'm like, oh,
really?
My God,
no, that was me. No. Okay, that was actually me. So Kristen Bell said that they joked on The View that they wait for their daughters to stink before bathing them. Once you catch a whiff, that's biology's way of letting you know you have to clean them up.
I'm sorry, I don't buy that. They're just trying to. Maybe they're.
She says there's a red flag. It's just bacteria. Once you get bacteria, you got to be like, get in the tub or get in the shower.
And you know why people are cool with that, Jeff? Because she's Mila Kunis.
No, this is Kristen Bell.
Oh, Kristen Bell.
Veronica Mars. She says she has bad hygiene. Oh my God, I can't believe she says she has bad hygiene.
Oh God,
she looks so clean.
No.
Mila Kunis looks clean.
She does.
She looks very clean.
I guess now she's not,
Some people don't look clean. You know, like Billie Eilish doesn't look clean.
Really?
She might be clean. She doesn't look clean to me.
She's probably the cleanest person.
She kind of looks like a little punky, punky punk rocker kind of thing.
She's supposed to look a little grungy.
She's the cleanest person you know?
Probably. Hey, listen, Joe. So, Jeff, before we get out of here, okay?
Yeah.
I just called you Joe. Jeff.
New Michael Jackson music, by the way, coming out. Go ahead.
Really? Yeah, I heard about
more
that.
More stuff, yeah.
They said that a lot of millennials, okay, who currently have careers, now with the pandemic, they are actually dumping their careers to move on to other things, maybe other job opportunities, totally out of their field. That's the new trend now.
It's hard to jump out of your field, isn't it?
Maybe if the pandemic hadn't happened, yes, I would agree. But now that happens, people, I guess, are not happy with, I guess they've had time to think that they're not happy with what they're doing.
Right.
Or maybe it's just going nowhere.
You ponder life.
Yeah, exactly, right?
There was a lot of time to ponder life. Did you see the percentage of the weight gain? Like,
oh my gosh.
I think it was like 42% of kids between 5 and 11 gained a significant amount of weight during the pandemic.
There's a girl at work that I'm friends with. She lost weight. I'm like, how do you lose weight? Everyone's like drinking and eating.
How do you lose weight? Talk to me. I'll tell you.
That's true.
Don't eat crap.
That, oh my God.
Eat less crap.
Yeah, that's true.
There's my diet plan. It's called JJ's Eat Less Crap Plan.
I never thought I'd be one of those moms, okay? Because I always say, oh, it's hard because you have to share a meal with your kid, they have fries. And I got to tell you, now I get it. Now I get it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I was never like that. You know me, I don't eat, I'm not a big junk food eater.
Right.
But yesterday, I said, you know, you were sleeping, okay? So I said, let me spend some time with Jackson since he's got a couple of days off.
Right.
He starts school next week. So I said, it's 9 in the morning. I go, what do you want to eat? Waffle fries.
Right.
You got him into the waffle fries from Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
So I said, honey, I don't think they have a little try, okay? No. I said, okay. So we go there, and there's the breakfast menu. I'm like, see, there's the breakfast menu. He goes, ask. So I asked. The girl goes, no, not yet, but we'll make you some. We'll be more than happy to.
See that?
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
And guess what, Jeff? He ate 1.5 waffle fries.
Really?
Yes. Guess who ate the rest of it? Well, not the rest
you
of it.
You ate the rest
I
of it,
I ate a couple of them. I'm like, oh, my God. When have you known me to eat fries at breakfast?
You don't.
Never.
You don't. Exactly.
Anyway,
right?
My point is this. I'm back on track. I'm back at the gym. I still have a bet with Jeff that I'm going to lose a couple pounds. And if not, I give him $100. Anyway, so.
You will give me $100,
right? I will. Anything else going on we don't care about?
Yeah. Oh, it didn't come up. I was trying to play you the clip from Falling Down where he goes to Whammy Burger and he orders breakfast. And the guy says it's 11:30. They don't serve breakfast.
Oh, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a ham and cheese omelet and your wham fries.
I'm sorry. We stopped serving breakfast, but we are on the lunch menu now.
But I want breakfast.
Well, you can't have it. We're not serving it.
Oh, my God.
So you said.
You never saw this movie?
No, I never did.
Is that the manager?
Yeah. Anyway, so.
But look at Chick-fil-A, Jeff.
But they gave you fries. They gave you fries, yeah. So.
And let me tell you another
thing.
McDonald's won't.
No, I know. They're strict with the time.
Yesterday, it was 10:27. They stopped serving breakfast at 10:30 and then go to lunch.
Stop serving breakfast.
Yeah, so.
I know you stopped serving breakfast, Rick. Sheila told me you stopped serving breakfast.
Jeff, it was 10:28. Jackson was dying for French fries. I'm like, I went to order a coffee.
What time did the fries start at McDonald's? 11?
10:30.
Oh, 10:30?
It was 10:28.
They must have fries in the fryer then.
No. So I said, it's 10:28. She goes, well, if you want to wait 3 or 5 minutes, but we're not doing it now. I'm like,
Which McDonald's? The one up near the 7-Eleven?
No, the one we always go to.
The local? The closer
our local
one?
Our local one,
the closer one. Well, they never give you ketchup with the fries, by the way.
They never do.
My uncle comes from California, and he said that it's like automatic in California when you order fries.
It should be automatic.
They put ketchup in the bag.
Yeah,
here in New York, you have to ask for it now. You know what I hate? You have to ask for napkins. That kills me.
I don't know about that.
What am I going to wipe my crap on my shirt?
I don't know.
You ask for, I mean, I should have asked for napkins or ketchup if I'm ordering French fries. They're greasy.
Yeah.
Okay, and the ketchup is messy.
Anyway,
I mean, you want the ketchup, so, you know, what?
Anyway.
You keep interrupting my good stories.
Yes, anyway, I'm on that diet. No more French fries for me. No, Jackson eats healthy half the time, more than half the time.
Oh, yeah, he does. He loves good food. By the way, did you see they pushed back another movie because of the pandemic?
What?
They pushed back the release of the Top Gun sequel.
Oh, they did?
Was supposed to come out this year.
With Tom Cruise, right?
Right, supposed to come out Thanksgiving. That is being pushed back to May because of more pandemic stuff. They think that there might be another shutdown.
Do you think there'll be another shutdown?
No, get vaccinated, everybody.
No, but
there won't be a shutdown.
Do you think there will be, though?
I don't think there's going to be another massive shutdown. I don't.
No?
Because I think, unless this Delta variant takes off, I mean, you know what I mean? Listen, the vaccines were in development for many years. They weren't people who said, oh, they did them too fast. No. There were other coronaviruses around years ago. So they were developing the vaccines. They just pushed it faster. Trump got them to accelerate. The whole world got them to accelerate, but Trump did push it.
Yeah, and then so, now because those shots only last 8 months.
Well, no, they say it's going to last longer, but you might have to. We might be getting yearly coronavirus shots.
Oh, and then your mom got the booster shot.
Yeah, my mother got the virus.
She was sick for a few days.
My mother was sick for four days.
She said afterwards. She wasn't feeling well. Yeah,
but I don't know if you can really say she was sick. You just don't feel well after you get the shot.
She said she was sick.
But that's not really sick.
She was sick.
Yeah,
she
all right.
She was sick.
My mother's 91.
She was sick, Jeff. Yeah. She was sick.
You know,
okay?
I mean, she's a good 91, my mother.
Yeah, she's a very good 91. You would never know she's 91, okay? Yeah. She's still president of her whatever. Her
so did you... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
President of her senior
on.
Class.
I'm trying to...
Bappity boop.
See how I'm directing the podcast? She's falling for my trick because she's tired and wide awake.
Oh, my gosh. I'm passing out, guys. I'm so sorry.
Are you familiar with the this is a little rock and rollish for this podcast, but are you familiar with the cover of the Nirvana album? That came out, the original Nirvana
album.
Little
baby sleeping, swimming
yeah.
in water.
Did you see the story? The kid is suing.
That kid, the one little baby.
Yeah,
how old is he now?
Because you see his pee-pee. He's got to be like 30. How old is he? Let's see.
Who's he going to sue? Nirvana.
He's suing. I guess he's suing the record company. I'm not sure.
Is there a case?
Never Mind is the name of the Nirvana album. He's trying to get $150,000.
Oh, come on. Come
okay.
on. Well, I mean, you know what? At least he's getting his name out there. I mean, who is he anyway? I don't even know.
Who is he?
Yeah.
He's some kid who they dropped into water.
And who was it? Was it a parent that agreed to that?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure there are signed releases.
His family was paid $200 for the photo shoot. His dad was a friend of the photographer. Never Mind earned enough money to rebuild Yankee Stadium out of caviar. So now he figures he's entitled to a piece of the action.
All right.
All he's
right.
got that album
now,
came
Jeff,
out.
Jeff,
in,
I'm sure those lawyers, Jeff. I'm sure he's got no case. I'm sure there are signed releases, given the permission to use the baby. Come on.
Yeah, he's got to be like, I would say he's about 33 years old now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
You know,
if he were
smart, he would he'd strip down now and do the same pose in a bathtub, right? And laugh about it. Instead, now it's everybody's got to go to court now.
Yeah, anyway.
Friggin' world.
Hey, so one more thing before we get out of here, Jeff. The milk crate challenge is what's trending now.
I haven't even seen it. It just looks stupid to me.
You pile milk crates
and try to walk on them?
And you try to walk on it. And they said that there's been like an increase of like 40% of people going to the hospital getting hurt.
Oh, goody. I hope they're not children.
Oh, stop. No, there are a lot of adults, young people.
I saw somebody said, here's my milk crate challenge, and they showed all the record albums that they used to have. When I used to DJ with records, I used to carry around 4 or 5 milk crates with me, which is why all these years later I had all these problems, because I lifted DJ equipment for 40 years.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
Not even at all. How could that be? Wait a second. I lifted DJ equipment for 20 years.
Anything else going on?
I was told, by the way, by the doctor, I don't need surgery.
Oh, here's the latest on Jeff's health, by the way. Anybody cares? Go ahead.
Nobody cares.
Jeff, what is it, Jeff? What's going on?
I have to. I have a workout plan.
Oh,
now
he's got
to
start working
to
now.
Help my back. But oh. I apparently have something called a PARS defect in my spine, which means something about my discs not being the right space apart. Nonetheless, I don't want to bore everybody. My leg hurts. It doesn't hurt as much because I got the pain shot. The pain shot works. It worked on me, and I am taking I take a leave every 12 hours. You know what's funny? Can you tell if those pills work? A leave, Advil, aspirin?
Oh, I can, yeah.
Really?
What's the one I always take?
I give you whatever you
want. The little brown one.
You always text me aspirin. I bring you in Aleve.
Yeah, no.
I bring you in Advil.
Advil works with me.
How about the Aleve?
No, I don't.
The blue pill?
Don't feel it.
Didn't see the guy on TV. He said, I take one Aleve. I'll be popping 27 Advil. You haven't seen the commercial?
No.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to commercials like
I actually don't. Anyway.
I still watch television, everybody.
Thomas Markle. He's back in the news.
Oh, is that the father?
Yes. Meghan Markle saying.
Oh, no.
Who cares? You know what? He's saying that she changed after she met Harry. Who cares?
Okay, she married into royalty. Of course she's going to change.
And also now they're saying that Kate and William are moving back into Windsor, the Windsor Castle.
What's the name of that place they live? Frogmore?
They're also thinking of going there. Frogmore. You know that? They said that the Queen took back Frogmore from Harry and Meghan.
Yeah,
Frogmore Cottage.
Frogmore's empty, right?
Yeah,
Frogmore. You know, I tried to get the listing for real estate, and I couldn't get the Frogmore listing. I really tried.
But, Jeff, they spent $2 million updating that whole cottage to themselves.
Really? Frogmore?
Yeah, Frogmore. And now they're saying that the Queen might give it over to Kate and William.
How big is Frogmore? Is it gigantic?
It's probably the size of our town.
Right? Yeah, it's not. It sounds little.
Yeah, yeah.
When you say cottage.
What do you do in a house or a castle that big? What do
have
you do?
Sex in every room. I don't know.
What do you do if it's just three people and you know your help, you know your maids?
Would you go around just to the toilets that you don't use and flush them every once in a while just to make sure they work?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just go in the bathroom.
I don't know.
I think I'll use the tub on the third floor today, darling. But how many floors does Frogmore have?
I know. I don't even know.
Really?
Maybe it's a ranch like our house. You know?
I doubt Frogmore's a ranch. I don't know why.
If you want to advertise, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. You want to email us, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. We'll be back tomorrow, you know?
Wow, Frogmore was built in 1801.
Really?
So that's 300 years old?
Yeah. That's why Harry and Meghan updated it.
Wow. Oh, my God. All right. It's crazy. Oh, it's pretty big.
And if you're wondering what Harry's doing right now, he's working on a tell-all book, okay, that nobody cares about.
Oh, God.
Although the Queen's people are trying to shut him up now.
Just give it up already with this stuff.
Seriously. Come on. Move on.
Move on. They can't move on. They are obsessed. You know what I mean? They can't get over it.
Yeah, you know, just go on with your career.
But they can't. They don't have a career. Their career was because he was royalty. That's the only reason that people cared about him.
I wonder if he misses that.
Yeah, she probably misses being an actress, right? She's acting now, right?
I don't know what she's doing. I think she's doing now. Who cares? Anyway, hey, guys, listen. Well, yeah, thank you for listening to us. What's today? Thursday, right?
I'm so lost. Yeah, Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter. The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram. JZ the DJ. At Opt Online for emails. Jeff Jensen on Facebook. It's a picture of Teddy the dog. Or is it me and Salma Hayek? I forgot.
I think it's you and Salma, I think.
It was her birthday today. She's like 57 or something.
It's also Gloria Stevens' birthday.
Not today.
It was yesterday.
Okay.
Felicidades. Feliz cumpleaños. Bye, guys. We're out of here. Love you.
Love you. Be safe, everybody, if you're in the New York area. Don't drive through water if you don't know how deep it is, all right? Really don't. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.